It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Thanks for joining us for Lunch in America. Big day today, November 15th, 2024. National Drummer Day. Yes, I am a fellow drummer, so this is fun for me a little bit. I guess that was founded by, or National Drummers Day was started by drumming.com. So that's cool. Let's jump into the birthdays. Chad Kroeger, 49. He's Nickelback's singer. That's it. When I go do research for these birthdays, there's a ton of like TikTok kids on there and stuff, and YouTubers. And, you know, I don't know any of these people. So they just don't make it. So I look for people that I think just your everyday person would recognize. Also on this day in history, 2001, Microsoft released Xbox. 1904, American inventor King Camp Gillette was granted a U.S. patent for the first razor with disposable blades. And in 1988, Yasser Arafat issued a declaration of independence for a state of Palestine in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. All right, let's get into the news, shall we, folks? We've got breaking news. This one from CBS Sports. All right, it's not so breaking. It happened yesterday. But Mike Tyson slaps Jake Paul during final stare down after both fighters weigh in under 230 pounds. All right, this is a big day here in the fighting world. I just wanted to make a couple points here about this fight coming up tonight. For one, it starts at 8 o'clock on Netflix. And this is basically a contest to see who just wins this fight. That's all it is. It's not really a contest to see who is the better boxer, because everyone knows that's Tyson. It's just not even a contest. These two guys, both in their prime, they probably wouldn't even fight, because it'd be so lopsided in Tyson's favor. He's that good. So make no mistake, this is a Tyson attraction here. So, I mean, Jake Paul, he's doing a good job, you know, playing his role, and he's going to make $10 million more than Tyson is. So I don't know. The only reason this is going to be a close fight is age. Tyson's age. That's what makes it fun. And that's what's going to make it maybe close. I don't really have any idea who's going to win this. Honestly, if I had to pick one way or the other to save my life, I don't know which way I would pick. I really don't. Jake is bigger and younger. So that's a factor. But Tyson is still Mike Tyson. You know, he's not the same, but he still has some skills from his past that he can use and be lethal with them. So we will see tonight. I can't wait. We will talk about it in our next episode for sure. Looking forward to that. Here's one from Daily Beast. Sylvester Stallone comes out of the closet with Mar-a-Lago appearance. Oh, dear. The Rocky actor likened Trump to a second George Washington during a surprise appearance at Trump's Florida club. Holy cow. You know, I saw this when I was doing show prep. I saw it on the news, and I was just hearing little bits of it. I'm like, wait, what am I hearing? So I did a search for it, and sure enough, I found this article. Very interesting. Basically, what this means is he's retiring from making movies and moving out of Hollywood very soon for his own safety. All right, we've got one from CNN. After Trump's win, some women are considering the 4B movement. Oh, no. So what dudes are doing, it's called MGTOW. It's called men, it stands for men going their own way. Also known, the community is also known as the red pill community. They're basically guys that have dropped out of the whole dating thing due to the risk of, you know, marriage. It's a pretty risky thing for men. So, yeah, women are doing a similar thing called 4B, apparently. It originated in, 2015-16 in South Korea by a bunch of feminists. And the 4Bs stand for words, the first letter of words that I can't pronounce, but they translate to no marriage, no childbirth, no dating, and no sex with men. Okay, but they can just not with men, right? Okay. But anyway, you know, so yeah, this is post-technology dating for you. Very interesting stuff. What that had to do with Trump winning, I don't really know exactly, but here's one from Fox News. This is not good. See, this pisses me off pretty bad, actually. Angler lands massive fish in Minnesota, reveals favorite U.S. spots where you can reel in monsters. Subheading, Kentucky angler lands big fish in Garrison, Minnesota, shares top fishing spots. See, this is not cool. You don't broadcast fishing holes like that. These are, good fishing holes are kept secret. Like, they're treasured. You don't go online and announce that. So these people in Minnesota have this guy from out of town come in and find all their spots and then broadcast it. That's not cool. That is not cool. Unless it was all set up so they could get tourists and make money off them. But honestly, I live in a big fishing town. And if someone were to come to this town, find all the spots, the good spots, and broadcast it, I'd be pretty upset about that. So that's not really a cool thing. Here's one from CNN. A missing Wisconsin kayaker was initially believed to have drowned. Officials say he faked his own death. Apparently, so they just searched and searched and searched for this guy, like, combed the bottom of a lake looking for him, and they're finally like, okay, something's up. So they started looking into his communications prior to his disappearance. And apparently he opened up an insurance policy in January for $375,000. The beneficiary was some lady, apparently, in another country. So, yeah, I don't think they found the guy yet, but this is very fascinating. This is right up the lunch show's alley for sure. We will follow up on that, you know, if we hear anything or read anything. Here's one from CNN. U.S. tennis star Francis Tiafoe fined $120,000 for repeatedly swearing at a chair umpire. You know what? I think we need to change this around. I agree with the fine, but I think they should be instant. Like, right when he says a swear word, because, you know, officials need, you say something like that to an umpire, you're kicked out of the game. I'm telling you right now. The umpire is like Judge Judy out there catching pitches, you know? So I think what they need to do is instantly fine him, and it will go up on the scoreboard. It'll be like, Francis, fine, $50,000. You know, and the crowd will go wild. I think that would make for a much more entertaining tennis match. We should incorporate that into all the sports except hockey. Folks, that leaves us with one story left, and it's a weird one. Not necessarily good, but it is good, but it's also weird. Texas woman sets record for donating almost 700 gallons of breast milk. You know, I'm still not sure whether this disturbs me or not. It's leaning towards being disturbing. I mean, what the, I can't help but, wonder what the husband is thinking about all this. And just, I don't know. It's just really weird. That was a Guinness Book of World Records. So, and then has overproduction of breast milk. Prior to setting this record, she had also donated, like, I don't know, over 500 gallons from previous kids. But listen to this, though. So that's the disturbing part, just the whole visual part of it. But look how many kids she is feeding or fed, how many babies. The Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas told Ogletree that every liter of milk can feed 11 premature babies, which by her math means that her milk has fed 350,000 infants across Texas if it were all to be used. Wow. So that's the good news part of this headline. And I think that's pretty cool. All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to call it right there. Be safe this weekend. If you go out and watch the Tyson fight, get, you know, ride share home or get a friend, drive you home or whatever. There's going to be a lot of people out watching the fight, so just be safe, smart, and until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.